This is a very special edition of Live and Local. Portions of this are previously recorded. With me today, a very special guest, former governor of the state of Nebraska, United States Senator representing the people of the great state of Nebraska. He was a Navy SEAL, Medal of Honor winner, and my favorite accolade of all, co-owner of Grandmother's Restaurants. He is Bob Carey. Bob, you've spent a great deal of time in politics, both at the state and the national level. And do you think there's less civility in politics today than there was 20, 30, maybe even 40 years ago? Or is it simply reported more?
No, there's less civility. I mean, it was getting worse before President Trump, but it's certainly gotten worse since, because you get daily insults, daily misrepresentations, and it's people tend to follow that behavior. So yeah, I think social media's had a big impact on it, because it's hard to get attention on Twitter unless you insult people. So I think it's a combination of things that's made it less civil, but I think it's unquestionably more difficult today to reach compromise between Republicans and Democrats than it was 20 years ago, certainly.
It's almost as though if one were to compromise, that seems to be some sort of show of weakness instead of doing what's good for the people.
Yeah, that's quite right. You get branded, in my case, any effort that I would make to work with Republicans, I'd get branded by the unreasonable left saying I'm a sellout, I'm a corporatist, you know, whatever that, you know, they'll have. And same way with Republicans.
Sure.
They work with Democrats, they get criticized for being, I guess the term of our today is globalists and rhinos. And so it's unfortunate, because, you know, it prevents us from getting comprehensive action on immigration. It makes it difficult to actually make progress on increasing the number of Americans that get access to health care. And that issue has become brutally partisan. To do anything about, you know, I'd say reasonable registration of guns is impossible today as a result. So it prevents things. It's not just an academic issue. It prevents things from happening.
In any idea how we could put that genie back in the bottle?
Well, I think it's largely up to us, who private sector citizens. I mean, I think we have to reward people who are demonstrate a willingness to work with people on the other side. It's why I like Joe Biden. You know, he got a lot of criticism from by some that are running against him for saying that he's going to work with Republicans. Gosh, I mean, how else are you going to get something done?
Sure.
I mean, it's not just about electing people. And I do think he'll change the tone of things, mostly because of, you know, his own family losses. He comes into the Senate right after his wife and child were killed, and then his son dies a few years ago of cancer. So I think he understands why it's important to treat people with kindness. And it's why, you know, it's more likely you're going to get things done with sugar than you are with vinegar. So I think it's something it can change, and I'm hopeful that it can change, because otherwise it makes it very, very difficult for democracy to function.
Sure. Do you have any opinions you would care to share regarding the impeachment proceedings?
Well, yeah. I'll start by saying one of my favorite American leaders, a guy, General Joe Dunford, who was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Dunford used to say that, I've heard him say on a number of occasions, that if you pass by something that's substandard and you don't do anything about it, it becomes a new standard. I just don't know how it's possible to say that it's okay for President of the United States to try to get a world leader for any reason to investigate a political opponent. I mean, if the tables were turned, and that was a Democratic president, I'm sure all the Republicans that voted or saying it's not an impeachable offense would say it was an impeachable offense. In some ways, it's back to the earlier conversation. Moreover, if you're going to have a trial, I mean, when we had the impeachment of President Clinton, we had witnesses. And and there was no shortage of careful examination of the facts. I just don't think we've had that in this trial.
What is your opinion regarding the health of the Democratic Party today?
Well, I think it's quite strong. I think one of the things that we have to be careful, we put myself as still a Democrat, we have to be careful that we aren't just vote for me, I'm against Donald Trump. I don't think that's enough. You have to have an answer to the question, you know, how are you going to keep the economy growing? What are we going to do to get, you know, sustained economic growth? How do we make sure that economic growth is fairly distributed so that the middle class grows as opposed to shrinks? How do you make certain that whatever we're going to do with climate, and it's a real problem, doesn't destroy the economy in the process. So I think we have to make a case that we're not just against Trump, President Trump. We've got an agenda that the majority of Americans will support. Otherwise, it's difficult to imagine we're going to be successful winning statewide races, or for that matter, winning the White House.
Sure. Do you have any prediction you would care to give on the Iowa caucuses?
It's going to be over. That, and you know, a little more than 24 hours. And I think of all the people are going to be happy it's over, Iowans are going to be happy it's over. They're going to have to all go on vacation, I think. It's a lot of work.
It is.
Yeah.
As a side note, a bunch of years ago, in fact, it was 1984, I was there for the Iowa caucuses. I was at Drake, and I got hired by NBC to come in and work, and I got to be part of the nightly news and the Today Show, and it was Gary Hart and Mondale, and it was just, my gosh, it was really something to be a part of. It was amazing. Just amazing.
Well, in 88, Bruce Babbitt ran, and there was like 50 people running at the time, and he had a joke, and the joke was pretty close to fact. He said, in most parts of the country, if a presidential candidate walks into the room, people stand up. But he said, in Iowa, when a delegate walks into the room, the presidential candidates stand up. So
that's very clever. Very clever. Is there anybody that you wish would have run for president?
Oh, gosh. I wish somebody would run for fall. I think we have enough. It's not like we're short people running. So, no, I don't think so. I'm glad that Joe ran. I do think he's somebody that the more you get to know him, the more you're going to like him and you can trust him. And I think he's competent. He knows how to do the job. And I do think it'll be helpful both for Republicans and Democrats to have somebody in the White House who will consider issues on the basis of their merit, not just on the basis of whether it's going to animate the political right or left. So no, I don't. I'm not sitting here and saying, gosh, at one point, didn't we have 15 people in the race or something like that?
Oh yeah,
that seems like enough.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Enough.
You've given great service to this country and great service to the state of Nebraska, and it's very much appreciated. I do want to ask you, are you glad that you're not in public office right now?
Well, yes, but mostly because I hope to die with one ex-wife. So, I made the decision to leave in no small measure because she wanted to try to have a baby in order to agree to marry me, and we have an 18-year-old and he's going to be going to college, and so I feel very, very good about that.
That's fantastic. Well, I thank you very much for your time. He is the former governor of the state of Nebraska, the U.S. Senator representing the great people of the state of Nebraska, Navy SEAL, Medal of Honor winner, and the co-owner of Grandmother's Restaurants. That's Bob Carey spending some time with us today. Well, you are just a delight to talk to. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too, Bob.
All right. Bye.